Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane. Thank you so very much for tuning in to another broadcast, and I am so blessed that you have joined me this morning. When the new year came in, we decided that we were going to complete our series on the body. When I first began teaching, we started out with the mind, the soul, and now the body. And we only have a few more weeks left that we're going to complete this series. And I'm not sure what exactly we're going to do in February or the middle of February, but just continue to follow me just to find out. And just be advised that From Insanity to Sane no longer broadcast on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. My show has been moved, and I had moved it to Miacom Television Productions. And it will be on Wednesday evenings and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will always come live on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as I continue to teach, because even though God is moving me out into another area, which is interviews and other things, I still like the form of teaching because I believe that it's very imperative in the days that we're living in, and it's going to really help us as we continue to grow and as we continue to discover our purpose, and that's what it's all about. So before we get started, I just want to start off with prayer. Then we're going to get right into today's lesson, and I know you're going to be blessed. Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to see this wonderful, blessed day that you have for us. Help us, Father, to always see you in every situation, that it doesn't matter what circumstances is going around us. It doesn't matter what is happening in our lives. But, Father, just help us to know that you are in control and that anything that does come our way, Father, you had all the power to stop it, to prevent it. But if you allow it to come our way, then it is for our good. So help us to change our perspective and how we see that even in opposition, there is opportunity and there's always room to grow. And as you continue to stretch us and develop us for your kingdom. And Father, we pray in these moments that you be with us. And Father, just have your way in this half hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, like I said, we started with the mind. We started with the soul, and now we're on the body, okay? There are so many things. So often we are tempted to devour certain foods that we know are not good for us. And I know I'm guilty of that as well at times. You know, there are times, especially some women, as we're going through different changes in our lives, you know, that we become more attracted to certain types of foods. You know, maybe chocolate, it may be sweets, it may be a cake, it may be ice cream or something, you know. Anything in moderation is good, but it's when you devour it every single day of your life, you are defying God's temple, okay? So we do have areas of weakness when it comes to food. But most of us, food is a comfort. So often it is not the food that we eat, but we're desiring but God and his word. So sometimes you have to look at it and you have to say, okay, you know what, I may want to snack on this. I may want to eat this, okay? But what happened is that some people eat because it's a comfort to them. It makes them feel good. And if that is you, then the food is not the issue. There's another deep-rooted issue that is in you, okay? What you have to get to a place is that you have to be able to know exactly what that area is, because it's something in your soul that is allowing you, or you desiring to eat something that you know that it's comforting for you, but you're relying on it to make you feel good. So there's a deeper issue. So you really need to address that issue. Once you address that issue of brokenness, then you will see that you will not eat. I mean, you'll still eat, but you won't eat as a comfort food, okay? They may still be working areas of brokenness in our lives, and food is one way of helping aid that brokenness. But you can't continue that because if you do, you're going to become very obese, and you don't want that. Okay, so are you ready for a little girl chat? We're going to go ahead and chat right now. All right, first of all, I would like to start off with, there's a scripture in the Bible that really, God really, he really started to speak this to me when I started in my own transformation that he took me on, and it's in Galatians 5:16-17. And it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are always in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." So whenever you want to do good, Paul always says that whenever I want to do good, evil is always present. And so often that happens to each and every last one of us every day of our lives. We start on a path that we want to do this. But all the day, throughout the day, you're going to be struggling between the spirit man and your flesh. And sometimes your flesh will override that spirit man. I am guilty of that. If I could write a book on how many times that I have allowed my flesh to override my spirit, I don't know how many pages I would actually have in that book. It'd probably be 1,000 and some pages, because I can't begin to tell you how many times that has happened to me myself. Okay, but when that happens, there's a deeper problem. Okay, when you cannot get to a place that you can deny your flesh of certain things, it's a much deeper rooted problem, and that problem lies in your soul. So once you deal with and get healed and your soul is restored, okay, then you know. So a lot of times, though, even now, you know, I may see something, you know, like on yesterday, a prime example. My daughter and I, we went to the grocery store yesterday, and I was like, you know, I was starting to have like a sweet tooth that I really wanted something sweet. And I was like, okay, let me just go over there and see what type of pastries that they have. So I went over there, and I looked, and I saw something. I was like, it was tempting. But what I've been doing lately is that I've been praying, asking God to help me, because I know I can't do this on my own, okay? So I had to pray this prayer. I said, Lord, please take the taste of sweets out of my mouth so I do not eat them. Now, I'm in my 40s. So a woman in her 40s, her body is changing. You're going through that change of life, you're going through different things, you know, your hormones is up and down and so forth like this, you know, and there are times that you will crave certain foods, especially with women, and not so much women in their 40s, but women in general, especially when you're going through that change in your life and you get your menstrual cycle, especially for women, because what typically happens is that, you know, ladies, once a month, when we get that cycle, prior to that, we start to crave certain things. Some women crave chocolate, some people crave this and that. I'm at that stage in my life that I've already gone through the change, but there are still some times a month that, because it should be my cycle and it's not my cycle, but what happens is that I do crave certain foods. And sometimes when I crave it, sometimes that it will overpower me and I will, you know, I will just sink my teeth in it and I will eat what I want to eat at that time. Okay? Now, what I say is anything in moderation is good for us. It's when we do it in excessive, like if you eat it every single day, you know, if you devour cake every single day, or you devour cookies every single day, or you devour potato chips every single day, you know, anything in moderation. But sometimes with some people, I know myself, is that if I eat certain things, sometimes I can't stop myself, so I continue to eat them. So sometimes I have to just deny it and say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to do it, because you trust me, and yesterday I really wanted that cake in that grocery store. I truly wanted that piece of cake. But I knew if I did, if I went back to the grocery store the next day or the day after that, I would want another piece of cake. You know, so we just really have to watch that, okay? And then around the holidays, I did a little bit more excessive eating than what I normally don't do because it's the holidays. And we like to blame it on the holidays because it gives us like a little bit of an alliance. You know, it's like, okay, you know what, it's the holidays. It gives us a free pass to actually indulge ourselves, you know. But now that the holiday is over with, I'm thinking to myself, okay, Barbara, it's no more holiday. So what are you doing now? Okay. But there's many ways that we give into the flesh. Okay. It could be a lustful desire. You know, it could be craving someone of the opposite sex. You know, there are many different struggles that we fight against our flesh. It may be your mouth. It may be gossip, you know. So there's many things, you know, the list goes on and on, different ways that you can defile your temple, you know. And because keep this in mind that when you become a child of God, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So while the Holy Spirit dwells in you, anything that you put in you, And this is what God showed me. Whatever I put in me or whatever I do, I'm doing it to the Holy Spirit because he dwells in me. So if I decide, okay, you know what, it could be a temper, it could be anger, it could be so many things. Like I said, the list goes on, you know. But you have to get to a place that you desire God and you desire his righteousness more than you desire your flesh. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's an easy process. It's not going to take you long to do it. It is a process. Okay, it's called sanctification, but you have to work at it every single day. You just can't work at it one day and say, okay, you know what, I'll pick it up next week. Because if you do that, when next week comes, you're not going to pick it up because we are creatures of habit. So one thing, we only do the things that we want to do. Things that we don't want to do, we simply don't do. Like if you go one day without praying, you'll go 2 days. If you go one day without reading your Bible, you'll go 2 days without reading your Bible. And the reason being is because these are things that we don't have to do. It's not required of us to do. Okay, so anything that's not required of us to do, we typically won't do. Like, for instance, you have to get up every morning and go to work. Why? Because you have a job. Why? Because you have bills. Why? Because you want to be able to survive and live a nice life, at least a comfortable life. So these are things that you have to do. So when you get to a place that you don't have to do certain things, we typically will not do it because that's just we're just creatures of habit, you know. So what you have to do, always keep in mind that those two things, the spirit and the flesh, is always in opposition, always. And the reason being is because Paul says to one another so that you may not do the things that you please. Because, see, if we didn't have that, we would go out here just like back in the Old Testament with Sodom and Gomorrah. People back then did everything and anything that they wanted to do. There was no regard for life. There was no regard for people. There was no regard for anything. You know, they did whatever what they chose to do, and they did. All right, and that's why God had to destroy the entire city because of the sin and the evilness that was in that city. But what happens is that because those two things, the spirit and the flesh is always in opposition one to another. So what you have to learn how to get to a place is that you have to desire God more than what you desire anything else. Sometimes that will happen maybe when you're in the valley, okay? A lot of people don't experience that when they're on the mountaintop because when you're up on a mountaintop, everything is going good in your life. So as long as everything is going good in your life, we don't really fall on our knees. We don't really cry out to God because everything is going good. But when we find ourselves in that valley, that's when we typically will yield everything and we'll just humble ourselves and we'll fall before the Lord, you know. So you may have to go through a wilderness experience in order to see this. I know I had to go through that wilderness experience in order to see it. You know, there was a time in my life that, and it wasn't too long ago, maybe about 2 years ago, I went through the exact same thing, you know, and I was sort of like in this relationship with someone that I knew I should not be in a relationship with. And him and I, you know, I've known him for years. We always had a good relationship, good friendship and all this. And I wrote all this in my book as well. And what happened, I remember one evening, okay, I went to see him. I was on my way to see him. And I knew I should not be going out with him. I knew it for many reasons. First of all, he was married. And second of all, you know, like I put this in my book, he was my cousin. So really I had no plans. I should not even have gone out. But anyway, long story short, I did. And as a result of it, on my way driving, the Holy Spirit was just convicting me, you know, and I knew I should have turned that car around and went back home. Okay. But I kept on and I felt guilty every mile that I was driving. I felt more and more guilty. I was like, I have no business going, you know, but my flesh won that battle. And I did. And this is what I said to God. And it's amazing how we can just come up with all types of crazy things to say to God. I says, God, look, this is going to be my last time. I'm not going to see him anymore. And this is what I said to myself. I truly said this to myself, you know, and it was just amazing how we can rationalize, you know, what we want to do when we want to do it. And that's what I did. So long story short, as a result of it, You know, I had to go through this complete transformation, and that's when God started to take me through a transformation because right after that, that's when I got involved in Proverbs 31 Ministries, and I began with their online Bible study, and the first one was what happens when women say yes to God, and then the second one followed was a confident heart. So I started with online Bible studies. And as I got into the Word and the Bible study and the connections with the other women that was in the Bible study online with me, you know, God started to reveal certain truths to me. He started to reveal to me what was in my soul, you know, because up until that point, I had no idea what was in my soul. I'm thinking, like a lot of people, once you give your heart to the Lord, that's it. God takes care of your past sins, future sins, today's sins, and all kinds of sins, and your life was made perfect and all this, you know. Yes, I knew that I would still have trials and tribulations because God didn't promise us that we would not have trials and tribulations. So I knew I would still have troubles in this world, troubles in life, and different things that would I have to overcome. But I had no idea that I had a damaged soul. And God started to reveal those truths to me. And once he revealed those truths to me, God helped me to see that why I did the things that I did. You know, and I had to go back in time. So that's what I discussed at the beginning of this series, the mind, transformation of the mind, and then I took it to the soul, and now at the body. Okay, so what I would like to be able to do now is to give you one more scripture that what God gave me, 1 Corinthians 9:25 through 27. It says, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Look at yourself as an athlete, a champion, not a loser. Your mind, you renew your mind, now train your body. Now, what happens is this. Like all athletes, they train very, very hard. They get up early in the morning, they're out on the field, they're running, they're doing everything what they can with their trainers tell them to do, and they're training hard. And sometimes they may train hard 6 and 7, 8 hours a day, okay, but they're training hard because they're going to win a prize. But that prize is going to fade away one day because why? They're going to get older, and they're not going to be able to do that, okay? So that's just life. So it's going to fade away. So they may be in the limelight at that moment, but they're not going to always stay there because like what the world says, out of sight, out of mind. So a lot of times they may be so spectacular right now, but 30 years from now, people are not going to think about them, you know. And let's be real, the only time people will really think about them if we hear about them in the news. Maybe they've been sick, or maybe they have passed away, or something like that. Wait, then we will remember them, okay? But as long as they're not in front of us, we don't recall anything that what they've ever done. But Paul says, okay, but we train our bodies like an athlete, that we're training ourselves, okay? But we do it with an eternal prize because that will never fade away. And we run with purpose. So every step that we take, we run with purpose because God had put purpose in us. He predestined you for purpose, okay? Now, Paul says, I'm not just shadow boxing, okay? But I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Because Paul had this one fear. He says, because I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Okay? Now, you have to think about that. What was Paul really thinking about? What was he really talking about? There's many aspects here that we could look at. We could look at, okay, you know what? Is it our bodies? You know, eating right, being healthy? But it's also, I do believe that, but it's also something else. It's more something more spiritual. And that is our souls, you know? So often, you know, it's like we tell other people what they need to do, but we don't do the same thing ourselves, okay? Someone may say to you, okay, well, you know what God says? Okay, his word says that you need to, you know, that you should not have premarital sex, okay? Someone may tell you that, okay? But someone else may come along and do the exact same thing that they're telling you not to do. They hide in theirs, okay? Yours is out and open for everyone to see about it and hear about it. They hide in theirs, but they tell you the same thing. And then what will happen is that, Lord and behold, we find out. Well, when we find out that you're doing something that you told us that we should not be doing, how does it make you look? First of all, it makes you look like a hypocrite because you was preaching to me, but you wasn't living exactly what you were preaching. So how can I believe or trust anything else that comes out of your mouth? Because I'm going to feel that, you know what, you're not a credible witness. So I'm going to dismiss anything else than what I hear from you. It's like if you come to me and talk to me any other time, I'm going to be like, girl, bye. I don't have time for that because why? You're not real. But at the same time, a lot of times we don't understand that even though someone teaches you and tells you something that what you should be doing, they may not be living it themselves, but you have to see that that is their personal struggle. Maybe their struggle is more deeper than your struggle because that person is more dangerous than a person that does the actual act, and I'm going to explain to you why. I may tell you that you shouldn't do this. And you may listen to me and you'd be like, you know what, Barbara, that, you know, that sounds right. You know what, maybe I need not to be doing it. And you'll go to God and you'll pray about it and ask God to help you, deliver you, heal you, make you whole and all this. But what I'm doing is that I'm telling you what not to do, but I'm not living it myself. And as a result of it, okay, the enemy has made me blind because I start to feel that, you know what, I'm okay. I'm in a good place because why? I'm teaching you. I'm telling you. Okay, now, who's going to fall first? Me. I will fall before you fall. The reason being is because, see, I'm in denial. And when you are in denial, you can't enter into God's grace. You have to step out of denial into God's grace. Okay, so that person becomes more dangerous because why? They have allowed the spirit of pride to set in. And whatever pride is, pride comes before the fall. So when you catch a person that is proudful, watch out because it's not going to be too long before they fall. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, we're just going to take a quick commercial break and I'm going to be right back in 60 seconds. Okay.
The newest and sassy magazine for all women, Be Who You Are, is a magazine for all women of age. With every publication, I will be featuring gospel artists and their music, fashion, art, and inspiring stories of women who are making a difference in the world we live in, so the generation coming up behind our children will have a fresh start in life. Come join the movement in taking back your place in the world. We're a one-stop shop. Please visit my website at bewhoyouaremagazine.info coming January 31st, 2015. The cost is $4.99 per issue, but you do have the option to subscribe yearly for $18.99. Let us do your advertising for your business or ministry. I promise to deliver an affordable price. Please email me at barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine.info.
All right, we're back. Thank you very much for that amazing commercial regarding Be Who You Are magazine. Let's just get right back into our message. We have 8 minutes left in this series for this day, and I just want to get right into the next scripture that I have for you. Okay, so what I was saying is that look at yourself as a champion. You're not a loser. You renew your mind. Now train your body. And I'm going to tell you something. The body is a very hard place to actually deal with because a lot of us, we carry a lot of baggage from our past hurts, people that have hurt us, people that have wronged us. So we carry all that baggage with us, all right? And if you're not careful, you carry a lot of unforgiveness, okay? It can affect your body. A lot of people are sick in their bodies today because they have carried unforgiveness, anger, and bitterness in their soul. Okay, now I'm not saying that that is the cause of every sickness, okay, but it is a cause of a lot of people being sick today because they carry unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment in their heart, okay, because unforgiveness is like a poison. In fact, it's like a cancer. It's worse than a poison. It's a cancer. It's a slow process death, okay? If I were, you know, like, if someone were to get poisoned, you'll probably kill them immediately unless they get to the hospital in time. But cancer is a slow process, you know what I'm saying? And that's how unforgiveness is. So you have to be very careful. Do not allow unforgiveness to defile your temple, okay? God dwells there, okay? God don't want to dwell in a temple where there's unforgiveness. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, you may hate. Yes, you're bitter. God don't expect you to stay there. There's a season for everything, and when that season is up, it's up, and it's time to move on when that season is up. Do not stay stuck. I will repeat that. Do not stay stuck because God has a life for you. He has a plan for you, and he has a purpose for you, and you will never fulfill your God-given purpose until you have yielded everything to God, let God come in and do the work that needs to be done. The other night, I was listening to T.D. Jakes, and I recorded his episode, and I was laying back, and I was watching, and there was something profound that he said, and it made me take a close look. So often, we see people, okay, and we see God moving in their lives, and sometimes we can get envious at that. Have you ever seen a person get envious because God is moving in their lives? I've seen it. It's an ugly thing. And then what happens is that sometimes they'll say negative things, you know, and, you know, speak negatively about you and so forth like that. But I understand where that comes from. It's coming from a damaged soul, so I don't pay it any mind. I used to let it affect me. I don't let it affect me anymore because I understand that it's coming from a damaged soul. It's coming from a dark place. Okay, and God has helped me to see, to separate what a person says and what a person do is not who they are. They may say that, they may act like that, but that's not who they are. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is this. So when that typically happens, you know, people, they say things, they do things to you, and it hurts. But at the same time, you know that you have to move on. But what T.D. Jakes was saying was this. When those situations arise, there are people, they want what God has for them. They do want it. I do believe that they want it, they desire it, but they're not willing to be uncomfortable. They like their comfort life. They like their home, that their home may be paid for. They like their job. They like their career. They got some bucks in the bank, you know what I'm saying? They don't have any credit card debt, you know, their car is paid off, you know, the children are grown, out of the house, doing their own thing now, you know. They don't want to be uncomfortable. And that is why God can't use them, because they're not willing to be uncomfortable. Okay, same thing here. You have to get to a place that you have to be uncomfortable. Not everything is going to be in a comfort place for you, okay? Allow yourself to go in a place of not being comfortable and watch God move in your life and do a work in there. But the last scripture that I have for you is this, and I'm going to leave on this note. I'm going to read it. We're going to talk about it for maybe a minute, and then I have a few announcements. And then next Thursday, we're going to pick right back up, okay? It's 1 Corinthians 3:16. It says, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? We are a priesthood, and as priests, we ought to consecrate our bodies because we are the temple of God and God dwells in us." So often we crave food, but in reality we need spiritual cravings like the Word of God. So next time when you feel that craving, I want a piece of cake, I want a bowl of ice cream or something, pick up your Bible. Or just go into your bathroom, go into your closet and just pray and seek God. Because really, you're craving spiritual food, not the natural food that you think that your body needs. We are a priesthood, and we need to consecrate our bodies because we are the temple of God and God dwells in us. So we need to consecrate ourselves before Him each and every day. Let that be your prayer this day, okay? So, like I said, we're going to leave on this note, but just keep in mind, what you do with your body is just as important to what you do with your mind. In life, we process a lot of things on television, in the news. Whatever you set your mind to, that will produce either negative or positive in our lives. Okay, so we're going to discuss some things that are poisonous to us, such as, you know, shows on television, you know, and I'm going to pick that back up next week, and I'm going to talk about that next week as well, all right? So just keep in mind, just continue to follow me every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as I come to you. There are going to be times that I will have interviews as well. Black History Month is coming up next month, and I have an amazing woman that I'm going to be interviewing. Her publicist had reached out to me on yesterday, and we are confirming some dates. So there's more to come on that, but continue to follow me every Thursday. Every Thursday is going to be something new. So it may be a lesson, it may be an interview, it may be something else, but just continue to follow me week after week on Thursday because I do so much. I enjoy the teaching because that is what He's done that in my life, and I want to be able to give that to all of God's ladies and to all of His people. So we just thank you so much for just tuning in. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be interviewing Lady Von Sile Belcher. She will be on the platform with me this evening. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You do not want to miss 7 p.m. tonight, Central Standard Time, okay? So until then, have a blessed day. Just remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. And from insanity to sane, we are here for you, okay? So just keep all that in mind. We love you. God bless each and every last one of you. And we'll see you next Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another amazing teaching. So just keep your notes. Keep some thoughts, you know, and words to what I spoke today. Let those words meditate in your heart. Meditate on them day and night, like what Joshua said, okay? So God bless you. We love you. And have a wonderful day and have a wonderful weekend as well. I don't know where you're at. Some people are getting snow. We're getting a little bit of nice weather here in Atlanta. But either way, be blessed and we love you.